at the end of 31, when she graduated in December, it was New Year's Eve, I think, her father passed away, Mr. Langsley passed away. As a matter of fact, ironically, he had just built the Uptown Theater. Today they call them Uptown Lanes. There's a bowling alley there now. He had built previous to that a theater in Elmwood, the Roxy. It was an innovation in Winnipeg. The ceiling was stars. You know, when you were sitting in the theater and the lights were out, these stars shone. You know, it was something different. It was very interesting. Well, he put the same feature into the Uptown Theater. And on New Year's Eve, they had the gala opening night. The family were all invited. And he went in for some surgery at the hospital and never come out of it. He died that night.
Dad had an eye for pretty women, though. I mean, I know even when he was sick and dying, he didn't want a nurse because he didn't like the way she looked. I always used to feel so badly after I was married and Maxie was born. And I'd see all these neighbors who were Dad's age. And I'd think, gee, how Dad would love to have seen her. I always felt badly about that.
So then Mrs. Blackstein was left with this big house. He died in December of 31, and we waited till August of 32, and we decided then that we'd get married, and we moved in with Mrs. Langstein, and we lived there for, I think it was 2 years. Maxine was born there, and then we decided to go on our own. Living with Mrs. Langstein wasn't a good arrangement. Mind you, it wasn't an arrangement that we had any control over. Something that had to be done. I wasn't earning that much, actually, in those days, to start on our own. Conversely, so Mrs. Blankstein was a widow, and she couldn't possibly have, lived in a big house like that. And there were no men around the house. Inge was a kid, and so was Morley. And of course, Mom was young and active, and it gave an opportunity as long as she was able to go to Hadassah meetings and the things that she was involved in at the time. Mr. Blankstein would give Maxine breakfast and that sort of thing. And, but it's the old story about three is a crowd. You know, if we had a disagreement about something, of course, there was always a third party to make final decisions. So it wasn't pleasant, actually. I don't suppose it was pleasant for Mom anymore than it was for me. Although she was a nice person to get along with, mind you, she, didn't interfere to that extent where she was, adamant about things. But living in her home, there's certain rights that she was entitled to. You know, it was her home.
Well, we lived for 5 years at home, and then we moved on Salter, and that's when Mark was born, in a duplex. And from that duplex, we went to Lansdowne, I believe. And from Lansdowne, we went to Atlantic. You were born on Smithfield, Atlantic. And from Atlantic, we moved to Smithfield. We bought our own home.
It was a good house. There's, there was a lot of fun in that house. You know, there's always a lot of life in there, and a lot of young people with Mark's friends and Maxine's friends and your friends. There's always action there. It's a lot of fun.